Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. I'm so happy you're here. It's great to see you again. My name is Gabe. Yesterday we learned about two ways that you can greet people. Do you remember what they are? That's right, I thought you did. Handshakes and, of course, kissing. Well, be careful how you kiss people. Today we are going to continue learning about how to greet people. So, the title of course is Greetings! Greetings! What are we going to learn about specifically today? Two things. Bowing and more greetings. Yes, we have a lot to learn. Open your magazine and let's get started.
Greetings. Bowing. Bowing is another conventional form of greeting, especially in Asia. Japanese people, for example, tend to greet others by bowing from the waist. In Thailand, the traditional greeting is called a wai. People press their palms together and bow their heads. They communicate extra respect by holding their hands higher or lowering their heads more. Similarly, in India, people hold their palms together, lower their heads, and say, Namaste.
Everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 bow, B-O-W 这个动词。Bow 是指鞠躬或者是弯腰致意。例如 the staff of the hotel always bows to greet their customers. 这家饭店的员工都会鞠躬来迎接顾客。或者是 he slightly bowed to his neighbor as he passed by her. 他和他的邻居擦身而过的时候稍微弯腰致意。Bow 也可以当名词，例如 He took another bow to show his gratitude. 他又再一次鞠躬来表示他的谢意。继续我们看的是 conventional 这个形容词，我们看到这个字里面有 convention, 传统这个名词，所以 conventional 是指传统的或者是常规的。例如 A conventional Chinese wedding involves a great deal of rituals. 传统的中式婚礼有许许多多的仪式。或者是 everyone wore conventional clothes to the festival. 每个人都穿着传统服饰来参加庆典。
Hello, everybody. I am very happy to be here.
Oh, yes. I should bow too? Is that what we're supposed to do?
Yes, and Rebecca? Bow to each other?
Right, exactly. Oh, but my hands weren't at my side.
Oh, well, let's do it again. Here
we go. One more time.
Oh, very nice. That looks, of all of the bows we just learned about here, that looks most like a Japanese bow.
Mm-hmm. It really does. Speaking of the Japanese, I always think it's really quite sweet whenever I run into a Japanese person and they greet me by bowing.
Yeah, it's a nice sign of respect.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before we get to that, let's go back to the very beginning of our lesson here today. All about bowing, of course. We read, bowing is another conventional form of greeting, especially in Asia. Now, that word is from our word bank. What does conventional mean?
Gabe, I'm so glad that you asked. When I hear this word conventional, I just think of something as being more traditional and ordinary.
Okay.
There's also lots of different ways that we can use this word as well.
Okay, so traditional or something that people might have been used to for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The normal way of doing something, like I think of a conventional oven. Now, a lot of people have conventional ovens, which are the big ovens that you can bake lots of things inside. That's different from kind of modern or smaller ovens.Maybe a toaster oven that you can only put small things inside. I have a conventional oven. Do you, Rebecca?
You know, Gabe, I don't. And the funny thing is, I bake more than you do.
Yeah, that is kind of a funny thing.
I just have this small little oven, and it's difficult to put too much in it.
You know what Steve says? Because Steve's my roommate. He says that people can come over to our house mm-hmm. and use our conventional oven anytime they want to cook something. The only thing is you have to give us 10% of what you make.
10% of what I make
yeah.
has to stay at your house?
Exactly. So you make 100 cookies, we get to keep 10 cookies.
Well, no problem, Gabe, because you all will be providing all the ingredients. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But Gabe, I've got another example for that word conventional.
Go for it.
You know, some people would prefer a conventional wedding, whereas other people would prefer a more modern wedding.
Ah, you're right. Mm-hmm. There are different kinds of weddings. Mm-hmm. You know, some people also talk about conventional wisdom. That is, wisdom that seems to have worked for a long time. For example, it's important to brush your teeth twice a day. Also, some people say, if it isn't broken, don't fix it. That is conventional wisdom. However, many people disagree with different pieces of wisdom like this.
Interesting. Well, you know something, Gabe? In
yes.
the English language, there are so many different words, and sometimes words are difficult to pronounce.
You're right about that, Rebecca. Where
yes.
are you going with this?
Well, the guys in InfoCloud have something that they would like to say about pronouncing difficult words.
All right. Let's join them for some conventional wisdom.
Have you ever been faced with pronouncing an English word that you've never seen before and you had no idea how to say it? Don't worry, we are here to help.
If you want to increase your odds of correctly pronouncing unfamiliar English words, remember this: analogies.
This is the concept that sounds that occur in words you're familiar with will also likely occur in words you're not familiar with.
Morphemes, the smallest elements of words that have meaning, like prefixes and suffixes, are a good place to start.
Okay, you know, for example, the morpheme T-I-O-N is pronounced shun. So, if you see it in a high-level word you don't recognize, like perhaps the word conventional, that's how you should pronounce it.
And you'd be correct. Of course, the more morphemes you know, the better you'll be at intelligently guessing a new word's pronunciation.
If there are no analogous morphemes, look for spellings and letter combinations that are analogous to words you already know.
Right. For instance, if you know the word gym, G-Y-M, then you've got an idea about how to pronounce the G when you encounter, say, the word gyroscope.
我们念英文一定会遇上一些不知道该如何发音的生字。如果你身旁没有字典，也无法上网查询，还有一个方法，那就是analogy，也就是用类推类比的方法。比如说conventional， 这个字它看起来很长， 好像很难念，但是有没有注意到中间的T-I-O-N? T-I-O-N 应该不陌生吧? Action, emotion, station. 好像T-I-O-N 都是读shun的音。没错，这个很长看起来有点吓人的字 就应该读conventional. 再举一个例子， G-Y-R-O-S-C-O-P-E. G-Y这个组合好像在哪里见过? 啊，对了，gym， 所以这个字就应该发j的音，没有错， 就是gyroscope。 这就是今天的InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Well, friends, it isn't always easy pronouncing words that are unfamiliar to you, but with a little bit of practice, you can do it. Anyway, we are talking about bowing here in our lesson, so let's continue learning about bowing.
I would be glad to share the first example here, Rebecca. It is about how they bow in Japan. So, for example, Japanese tend to greet others by bowing from the waist, and as you saw us demonstrate earlier, and I demonstrated just now, you're not bowing just with your head, you're going from the waist, like this.
Great. Wow, Gabe, that was such a good bow.
Thanks, Rebecca. Here.
Just like in our picture here. Can you bow just like the people in the picture?
Well, exactly. Yes, I can. Yes, they're very respectful to each other.
Exactly.
I do like this. They tend to do this in Japan. Let's talk about that phrase, tend to do something. If you tend to do something, that means you often do something. So Japanese people will most likely bow like this from the waist.
Exactly. Now, you could also say in Taiwan, we tend to have mild winters, but very hot summers.
Speaking of weather in countries, it tends to rain a lot in England. Everybody I've talked to from England says it's true. It does rain a lot. Oh, you know, people tend to do different things, right? Mm-hmm. Rebecca tends to wake up early, but I tend to sleep in late.
And you know, speaking of hours or what time we wake up and go to sleep, I tend to go to bed probably earlier than you, Gabe. I tend to go to bed around 10 o'clock.
Yeah, and I tend to want to go to bed around 11 or 11:30. But I can never do that. I always end up going to bed around 12:30 or 1. Well, friends, think of other ways to use that phrase. What do you tend to do? Or what happens in a certain country? What tends to happen?
Well, here we see in Thailand, the traditional greeting is called away.
A why? Yeah.
It's called a why. And what is that?
So people press their palms together and bow their heads like this.
Yes, like this.
People press their palms together. Bow their heads.
Actually, Gabe, no, that's not correct.
Huh?
It says press their palms together and bow their heads.
Yeah.
That means you press your own palms together and bow.
Ah, like this.
Okay,
like this. And bring your palms or hands up to your head like this. Ah, very good, very good. I'm learning something new about how to greet people in different countries, and we have more to learn right after this. So, stay tuned.
That's great. Hey, friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Hey, Gabe, I have an idea. Why don't we review the bows we just learned?
Oh, goody, goody, goody. Yes.
Yes.
We start with a Japanese bow. Rebecca?
Yes.
Ohayo?
Yeah.
Very good, very good.
Okay, now we're going to Thailand.
Ah, Thailand, yes.
Thailand.
It's kind of like this. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Sawadika.
That was great.
And one other one. Oh, India. Yes, India. It's a little bit kind of like the Thailand one. Like this. Now remember to say namaste.
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 Oh,
yeah.
Just like that. Namaste.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, now, Gabe, I have a question for you. Is the bowing the same for every person despite the age?
Hey, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Do you bow to everybody in the same way?
Mm-hmm.
I think our next section will talk about that. Let's enjoy our second reading now.
Greetings. Younger people in the Philippines bow to their elders as a sign of respect. While doing this, they press their elders' hands to their foreheads. And more. The Maori people of New Zealand greet each other by rubbing their noses together. Sometimes their foreheads touch as well. This greeting is called hangi. Greetings are a way to display respect, love, and simple friendliness. When you travel, it's helpful to know how people greet each other. But if you don't know, don't worry. Just watch the local people and imitate them.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 friendliness 这个名词。 Friendliness 是指友好、友善或者是亲切。例如 the friendliness of the local people really touched us. 当地居民的友善亲切让我们好感动。 它的形容词是 friendly, F-R-I-E-N-D-L-Y, 意思是指友善的或者是要好的。例如 Molly became friendly with her neighbor soon after she moved here. Molly 搬来没多久就和邻居变成好朋友。最后我们看的是 imitate 这个动词。Imitate 是指模仿或仿效。例如 children tend to imitate their parents' attitudes and behaviors. 孩子们会倾向模仿父母亲的态度跟行为。或者是 Jim Carrey imitated Clint Eastwood at the Oscars. 金凯瑞在奥斯卡颁奖典礼上模仿了克林斯伊威特。它的名词是 imitation, I-M-I-T-A-T-I-O-N. 例如 Shirley can do wonderful imitations of all her teachers. Shirley 可以惟妙惟肖地模仿她的每一个老师。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle.You know, Gabe, I would really like to bless you.
Oh,、mm-hmm. you would like to bless me?
Yes.
Oh.
Let's do it.
Okay, how would you like to bless me? Do you put your hand?
I put my hand over here.
Oh, very nice. And I do a little bow.
And you do a little bow.
Hey, this is kind of like the bow that they do in the Philippines.
Yeah, exactly, Gabe.
Okay, so the younger person will bow to the elder person...
Right, and the elder person will put their hand on the younger person's forehead as a sign of a blessing.
Oh, I see. Well, that sign of a blessing is not mentioned in our lessons, but that's an important point. Okay, so an elder person will offer a blessing, and usually this might include putting your hand on somebody, and then so the younger person will accept that blessing, putting that hand on their forehead. Okay, so now we know how younger people bow to their elders,in the Philippines, and this is a sign of respect.
A sign of respect. Actually, Gabe,、uh-huh. I really like that word, a sign of. But what exactly does it mean when we talk about a sign of? I usually think of maybe a signal or something.
Yes, exactly.、Mm-hmm. So when you see this, that means it means something else. So them bowing like this means respect.、Mm-hmm. And you could use this phrase...In other ways, right?、for example, something else that we often do is put our thumbs up like this, right? You did a good job. This is a sign of approval. I like it.
You know, it's interesting, Gabe, because、huh? in America, if you stand on the side of the street、mm-hmm. and you put your thumb up like this, that's actually a sign that you want to ride.
You're exactly right. Some people like to...hitchhike, that's what that's called, when you wait on the side of the road and you expect a ride from somebody coming by, right? That's called hitchhiking. If you put your thumb out like this, people will know that you want to take a ride. But that's what it means in America.
Oh.
But what about in some other countries?
Gabe, in some other countries, it's actually a sign of disrespect. So、mm-hmm. maybe we should move on.
Ah,Very good, very
Let's good. Let's move on. We're talking about bowing in the Philippines, and we just learned that this is a sign of respect. While doing this, they press their elders' hands to their foreheads. And who is they? Of course, these are the younger people.
All right, well, there is more to this lesson about greetings. We read, the Maori people of New Zealand greet each other by rubbing their noses together.This is a picture of some Maoris rubbing their noses together.
And you know, Gabe, there's、uh-huh. actually another word or a type. We call this a type of kiss. It's an Eskimo kiss.
Yes, I think maybe the people in New Zealand might not call it an Eskimo kiss, but it certainly looks like an Eskimo kiss. That's exactly what it is. You rub your noses together with somebody else.
And sometimes as these people are rubbing their noses together...Their foreheads might even touch.
Ah, okay. Yes. So maybe that is the little difference between a Maori kiss and an Eskimo kiss. Well, we have another kiss. Actually, it's not mentioned in our lesson, but we think it's kind of a fun kiss. A butterfly kiss.
A butterfly kiss, exactly. And that's when you take your eyes or the eyelashes and you bring it really close to somebody's cheek or maybe their hand, and it just kind of...flutters a little bit.
That's right. You let your eyelash open and close really quickly, like a butterfly's wings. That is called a butterfly kiss. And it might feel a little bit ticklish on your cheek. Okay, so these are the different kinds of greetings. Greetings are a way to display respect, love, and even simple friendliness, okay? And I think it's important just to figure out what kinds of greetings you should do for whatever country you are visiting.
That's right. Well, right now, it's time for us to review today's lesson with a review skit. Let's do it. I love traveling. Don't you?
Yes, I can show people everywhere that I'm happy to meet them.
Yeah, but sometimes people don't seem happy to meet me.
Do you greet them by saying hello?
Yes, I look them directly in the eye, and I give them a firm handshake.
You do?
Yes, that's important. It helps create a good first impression.
Handshakes are a common greeting, but in some countries, a kiss on the cheek is typical.
A kiss on the cheek?
Yes. In some countries, you kiss twice, once on each cheek.
Two kisses?
That's right. And the French give even more kisses.
That's nice, but what if you're not sure if kissing is appropriate?
Shake hands.
Oh, well, that's a good idea.
In Asia, people greet each other by bowing.
Oh, bowing is nice.
In Thailand, people press their hands together and bow their heads.
Oh, that's really nice.
Higher hands and lower heads indicate more respect. In India, they lower their heads and say namaste.
Wow. Well, hey, thanks. Now I'm ready to greet the world.
That's right.
So, where are you from? Does your culture kiss?
Actually, no. I'm from the Maori people of New Zealand. We rub noses.
Oh, I've got to go now. Goodbye.
We are talking about greetings. And today we see that in Asia, bowing is a conventional form of greeting. In Japan, people usually bend from the waist, while in Thailand, they press their hands together and bow their heads, like in India. In the Philippines, younger people bow to their elders as a sign of respect, and they also press their elders' hands to their own foreheads. And how about rubbing noses together? Well, that's what the Maori people do in New Zealand. No matter how you greet, it is a sign of respect, love, and friendliness. If you don't know what to do when traveling, just watch the local people and imitate them.
Thank you, Linda. Okay, I'm ready for that Eskimo kiss, Rebecca.
Gabe, I think that we should just bow.
Oh,
like this.
Right. Here, put your hands on my forehead. Okay, friends, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you all next time right here at Studio Classroom.
Yes.